Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, the weather is pleasant with clear skies. In Jerusalem, it's a sunny day, perfect for outdoor activities. Tel Aviv is also enjoying mild temperatures, while Haifa remains slightly cooler. As night falls, expect a warm evening across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, the Jerusalem Post reports the U.S. has removed the counterterrorism designation from a company linked to the IRGC. A Treasury Department official emphasized this does not signal a change in U.S. policy towards Iran or the IRGC. Also, JNS has published an opinion piece earlier this hour advocating for the continuation of the war against Iran, highlighting the need to safeguard the rights of Iranians and hold the regime accountable. Also this hour, Ynet reports from earlier today that the IDF has launched attacks in South Lebanon, accusing Hezbollah of a blatant ceasefire violation. The attacks coincide with ongoing discussions between Israel and Lebanon in Rome. Separately, I-24 News reports that an Oketz dog led IDF troops to a Hamas tunnel filled with rockets in southern Gaza, discovered 10 hours ago. And finally, Walla reported 2 hours ago that former U.S. President Trump claimed his administration was ready for a major attack before Iran reached out for dialogue, signaling his preference for a diplomatic solution. From X, the latest. Ynet News shared just minutes ago a story of a woman who transformed tragedy into art. After her brother's family was murdered on October 7th, she created art from their clothes. Mark Regev, an Israeli diplomat, posted earlier today questioning why skepticism remains among Israelis, despite Trump calling a Gaza breakthrough historic. Eugene Kontorovich, a legal scholar, noted earlier today that malnutrition levels in Gaza are lower than in other Arab states and even before the conflict. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. decision on the IRGC-linked company. The Jerusalem Post highlights that the Treasury Department's move does not reflect any policy shift towards Iran or its Revolutionary Guard. This action comes amid ongoing tensions and complex negotiations with Tehran. Observers suggest this may be part of broader diplomatic strategies. Turning to the opinion piece from JNS, it argues that the Iranian regime must face international consequences for its actions. The piece stresses that protecting the rights of Iranian citizens is crucial. This perspective adds to the growing discourse on how to handle Iran's influence in the region. Meanwhile, the IDF's recent strikes in South Lebanon mark a significant escalation. According to Ynet, these strikes followed allegations of Hezbollah violating a ceasefire. The timing is critical, as diplomatic talks between Israel and Lebanon are currently underway in Rome. This development could impact the delicate balance of negotiations. In southern Gaza, I-24 News reports on the discovery of a Hamas tunnel packed with rockets. The tunnel was located with the help of an IDF dog from the Oketz unit. This find underscores ongoing security threats in the region, despite recent discussions about ceasefire and peace. Finally, Walla covers Trump's comments about preparedness for conflict with Iran. His remarks indicate a preference for diplomacy, but suggest readiness for military action if necessary. This reflects ongoing U.S. strategies in dealing with Iran's regional influence and nuclear ambitions. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports SpaceX has revealed its $10 billion vision following its first public earnings. The company plans aggressive moves in AI, satellite, and mobile sectors, though heavy spending is expected to continue. Separately, Mariv Business highlights a 7% drop in SpaceX stock as a result of Elon Musk's commitment to AI investment. Despite significant revenue growth, the market reacted to the anticipated costly investments. And finally, Israel Hayom, Business Notes, An Unusual Day on the New York Stock Exchange. Thanks to potential agreements in Hormuz and Palantir's influence, fuel prices dropped sharply, boosting leading indices to new highs. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.